Vodacom released its annual results this morning for the 12 months ended March 2019. The company reported that group service revenue rose 5% to 74.2 billion rand, while group revenue increased 4.3% to 90.1 billion rand. The South African market was fairly pedestrian in its performance, with service revenue growing by 2.1% to 55.7 billion rand. The company says it now has some 110 million subscribers across the group, which is up 5.8% on the year prior. Vodacom's international markets performed far better, with the key market that helped offset the slower South African market being Kenya, as Vodacom's investment in Safaricom appeared to be paying off, with that division contributing a net profit of 2.8 billion. Well, my colleague Rek van der Kerk caught up with Vodacom CEO.
Shamil, welcome to the show. These results suggest that it's been tough out there. How much can you attribute to increased competition and how much to a depressed economy?
Thanks, Rek. So basically, I think, look, I mean, there is the consumer being under pressure is definitely playing out within our numbers. But I think one's just got to put into context that the underlying operating profit, if we exclude the impacts of the BEE deal, was up 7.4%. So, you know, in this environment, I would say very strong growth. And the issuing of new shares did deplete or affect both our HEPS as well as our dividends, yeah? So that's the one part. That said, very strong growth in the international segment, very strong growth in Safaricom, but subdued growth in SA. Partly as a result of, obviously, the economy being under pressure, but also as a result of a significant repricing, where we've given back more than 2 billion in price cuts back to consumers.
Does those price cuts flow from competition or regulatory changes?
Well, proactive moves against competition and reducing some of the price gaps, if you like, to stay competitive on the one side, so that there's been some deliberate moves there. And then, obviously, there's been the implementation of the ICASA end-user part. That's only 1 month of impact in the numbers itself. The rest of that will be coming to this year. So another 2 billion of price cuts that we intend giving back to consumers this year.
One of the big talking points when we refer to mobile networks is the cost of data. And that has, as you've said in the results, declined by 23% during the period. Yet there is still a perception that data prices in South Africa is still very high. Do you think we will continue to see price cuts in the region of 23% per annum?
Yeah, so it's actually 37% rate that it's come down by. So it's quite a significant cut this year. So that's the one, 57% over the last 3 years. Yes, it will continue to come down. But, you know, it's also important that we get the enablers that can help us to drop data prices even faster. And one of the enablers, or the biggest enabler in a telco, is spectrum. Now, we've not had spectrum for 15 years. And so we have to spend CapEx, but we're spending it inoptimally. So we spent 9.6 billion in South Africa alone this past year. But essentially, you know, if we don't have access to spectrum, you're having to build more sites to carry the traffic. So the sooner we can get access to spectrum, it will help us to reduce the cost to produce a gig of data or to manufacture a gig of data, which will then help us to drop prices even faster and quicker.
What would the capital expenditure have been if you did have access to additional spectrum?
What we would have done is deployed the CapEx differently in terms of it would have given us more ability to roll out faster in terms of more rural coverage and so on. Today we're sitting at 90% 4G coverage, and we would have probably been closer to 100% today. So that's the one part. And then obviously that opens up new customers and growth so you're getting more growth and more customers using data. And on the other side, you're able to reduce the price of data.
The availability of additional spectrum has been an issue. Do you have any indication of when government will actually push that button to auction off additional spectrum?
The policy directives are supposed to come out at the end of April. There's obviously been a delay because of the election. So I think it will, as soon as the minister issues the policy directives, the regulator can then get on with the process of auctioning spectrum. But it's important to note that, you know, not all the spectrum is available because, remember, the digital migration still hasn't happened. You know, I think the sooner we can get access to spectrum, it will, A, help us to drive down our costs, but also, B, help us to provide more connectivity and faster speeds, specifically in light of the fourth industrial revolution. So, you know, I think it's also going to be important that we license 5G promptly, because then it'll allow us to be at the cutting edge of these new things. And I think our responsibility as telcos has to be that we provide the underlying infrastructure for the country to grow.
Your financial services business had a phenomenal period. It attracted 1.6 billion rand in revenue, which was two-thirds higher than the previous year, but it delivered a 1 billion rand profit before tax number. That is an unbelievable margin.
You know, it's been good. I mean, our insurance business in South Africa is growing quite nicely. Our airtime advance products have been growing quite nicely. So, you know, we basically advance people airtime. Now we have about 10 million people using that service. That's the one. But also the insurance business has grown over 30% in the number of policies in the last year.
There have been a few reports recently that suggested that Vodacom clients are not the happiest of mobile clients in South Africa, and it refers to the Please Call Me saga that seems to be dragging on, and then Vodacom's initial proposal to charge customers to roll over data. Do you measure client satisfaction in any way?
We do every month, and essentially we have the highest client satisfaction from all the telcos. So, and these are independent studies that are done. We do it every month, region by region, for the entire country. Safe to say, I mean, there is some of these things also. For instance, we were never planning to charge people for the auto bundle. This was some old document that was kind of leaked, so that then created a hole. But there was no official communication from Vodacom to charge customers.
That was Shamil Yusup. He's the CEO of the Vodacom Group.